Welcome to the Bushy Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bushy Black Brother, and I'm here for my new wine review with a Sauvignon Blanc / Colombade. And I know people's like, what the hell is a Colombade? So I wanted to get something different because, you know, most people know that I love Sauvignon Blancs from New Zealand because they have this crispness about it and really, really grassy. So I love it a lot with salads and things in that manner. And then from Oregon, because Oregon has that similar crispness, but it has a little more fruitier taste. So if I want a little different, I go from that. But with this French Sauvignon Blanc Colombade mixture, I thought I can get another flavor or something out of that. So the Colombade, where does it originate from? It originates from a blend of a Chenin Blanc grape and a Gouaise Blanc. So it's a blend of those two. I hope I'm saying that right. G-O-U-A-I-S. Gouaise Blanc. So those two make up a Colombade. You can find a Colombade on its own. A little more fruitier, because you remember that Chenin Blanc has a lot more fruitier, seem like a sweeter taste, but it's a more fruitier taste. So I wanted this blend. Also, I wanted to be able to have something that would blend well with an Asian dish. I didn't have a Riesling or any other sweeter type wine. So I said, hey, let's try something new. So for just getting something pretty offset, like a Chardonnay, and I didn't have a Chenin Blanc either. So I said, this is a really good mix. So I grabbed this. So what is this? This is what we call a Georges Vigaroux Sauvignon Blanc Colombade. And it's from the Côte de Gascogne region, Côte de Gascogne. It's spelled C-O-T-E-S, de Gascogne. So, and it's the Gascony region. So when you read that and you say, well, it's Gascony, there's a lot of different areas within the Gascony region, but it's from the Côte de Gascogne region. So I said, okay, how does this taste? What am I gonna get from that? So, sat down, I had my little Asian meal, and I was like, I want a little more sweetness, but I want a bit of dryness, because you know most French wines are really, really dry. And I'm not sure how acidic it would be and how sour it would taste, so I didn't really know. So last night, I had my taste and I had my assessment from there, but it was semi-chilled. Today, I jumped on and I chilled it just a little more to see if I could get a different flavors from it, different aromas from it, so I went from there. So let's get a whiff. As we take a look at that color, yeah, nice clear yellowish lemony look of that. Swirl it around and see if we get that flavor popping up out of that aroma rather. So this is interesting. So last night I got a lemony kind of lime, that's it. So at that semi-chill, that's all I was getting. Now that it's a little chilled, it's popping out with pineapple, which I didn't smell. And they said that in the actual notes from other people. I didn't get that. I didn't get that pineapple popping up out of there. But today, now that it's chilled a little more, sniff one more time. One more time, it's giving me a little pineapple. You know that kind of sweet, but unsweetened pineapple that you get, and you're like, wow, that's pretty cool. So that's what I'm getting from that. So with that said, let's take a taste and drink of that. swirl that up a little more. Very good. So, just as good as I said last night. Some people complained of the bitterness of it. I like it because the bitterness takes down the sweetness of the Asian meal that I had, because it had like sweet peas and other, I think it tastes like a hussein sauce and other different things in it. So it's a slight sweetness in that. And I was kind of like, oh, okay, I got that. But this one is pretty good. It has the lemony. It still has the lemon, as opposed to the lemon rind smell of it, because when I smelled it was a lemon rind with pineapple, but the taste is more lemony, you know what I mean? And perhaps you know what, it has a good finish too, because I'm still having that taste. So it's a really good finish. So it's kind of like, I like that. And here's the other taste that pops out too. Green apples, you know, a crisp green apple, that's popping out as well. So we're getting a lot of that. The acidity is really great. I'm telling you, when you have it lightly chilled, it's not as bitter, it's not as acidic. But when it's a lot more chilled, you get a lot more acidity. So be prepared with that, whichever way you're going to drink it, room temperature wise, or how well you chill it, is what you're going to have pop out of that. So it's really important if you want to taste it in a certain way. And so I found that pretty good. The percentage, 85% Sauvignon Blanc, 15% Colombard. I got it for a price point of $11.99. You can see that if you go on Vino, you go on the internet, they'll have it on the high end of $25. Is it a $25 Sauvignon Blanc Colombard? No. If you get anything under $18, I say around the $15 range, you're getting exactly the quality of wine that this is. Anything over that, they're kind of overpricing it. So if this is at a restaurant and it's like, hey, this is a fantastic $40, nope. Get something cheaper. Oh, one step down. But it's good. It is really, really good. I think it'll go well with any type of green vegetable, spinach. Spinach with garlic, or a little lemony salad with some arugula, things like that. Or offset it with some very sweet Asian dishes. It plays really, really well off of that. So, that's what I got, is a Georges Vigaru Sauvignon Colombard from the Côte de Gascogne region. I really enjoyed this. This was a really good Sauvignon Blanc Colombard mixture that I normally wouldn't actually get. So I hope you get a chance to try this. This is a 2015 as well, so I'm not sure what's next. Because I didn't check the shelf life and how long it stayed. So you get your notes from that a little later. But thank you very much, and we'll see you soon on Urban Wine Life.